Hi, everybody. I miss you. This is Dr. Cynthia Marie Whitley, Minister Dr. Cynthia Marie Whitley, and I'm here after careful consideration of what I've been watching lately. So, news alert, sit back and watch the salvation of the Lord. This is the year of revelation, and God is using whomever he chooses to be a spokesman, woman, or child. Let's begin with Cat Williams. Over 57 million YouTube views while on Club Shay Shay, while making an explosive yet candid conversation revealing secrets, and that's in quotes, that were at best mildly disputed. One thing is for sure, the sensationalism or the attraction evidenced by YouTube's breaking number of views attests to the sensationalism accepted and desired by its viewing public. A wise person once said that leaders are indicative of the desires of the people. In other words, they don't become popular purely on what they have to say. Even a fool can draw a crowd. In effect, a desire is being met by the viewing public every time. It's similar to the sensationalism and excitement that others experience when Trump gets his audience excited as he persuades them to take action. It would be ignoring the signs of the time to ignore the possibility that a certain few would vote him back into office if possible. On the other hand, appealing to a different audience of listeners, there is a remarkably intelligent woman named Ava DuVernay, who independently created the film Origin. She uniquely adapted the nonfiction book Cast, The Origin of Our Discontent, by journalist Isabel Wilkerson, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author, for her best-selling book, The Warmth of the Sun. The nonfiction book, Cast, was published in August 2020. It describes racism in the United States as an aspect of an unspoken caste system. She has documented how a worldwide system of social hierarchy enables inclusion and exclusion to perpetuate the idea of purity and the untouchable amongst individuals in society. I believe American author, philosopher, and theologian Howard Thurman would replace untouchables with those who have their back against the walls or the disinherited in society. Although the book was not character-driven nor plot-based, DuVernay brilliantly transforms this documentary into a narrative by placing Isabel Wilkerson's true life journey as she was writing Cast during a devastating time in her life. She has lost three close family members of her family, her husband, mother, and close cousin, followed by listening to the 9/11 call the evening of the fatal shooting of Trayvon Martin in 2012 in Sanford, Florida, by George Zimmerman. She ties Trayvon's killing to the movie because after interviewing Wilkerson, she discovered that Wilkerson's listening to the recording of the 9/11 call during the wrestle was the impetus of Wilkerson's writing the book Cast, The Origin of Our Discontent. DuVernay magically ties Trayvon Martin's devastating killing to the experience of American people of color, the caste system in India, and the Holocaust in Nazi Germany. She explores the impact of the caste system on societies as she turns this documentary writing into a narrative, an unimaginable feat, independently produced while filming in three countries in 37 days. I sat in the movie theater with only 10 other viewers, and I was on the edge of my seat for several scenes. I'm warning you, bring a box of tissues with you. Once again, Ava DuVernay has presented a remarkable piece of revelatory, transformative work to the public, adding to her already epic work, including Selma, A Wrinkle in Time, 13th, Middle of Nowhere, and Queen Sugar. You can Google the rest of her fascinating movies. Well, now you have her eye-opening work, Origin, to add to her epic work, in time for the revelations slated in 2024. This movie has revelation written all over it for those who are willing to listen. Her listening audience will be moved by the emotions and sensationalism generated by those in the audience. It would behoove those living in this parentheses of life in 2024 to pay attention to thought-provoking messages in this book and movie. Make sure to bring a few pieces of tissues with you. This is only the beginning of the signs of the times. It's time for truth to be revealed, and it cannot be stopped. This is the perfection of evolution. While you're at it, add the Book of Clarence to your list of eye-opening engagements. It is yet another independent film well thought out by its producer, James Samuel, producer of The Harder They Fall. Don't judge it until you see it. It's a biblical epic told in Hollywood since time immemorial, identifiable because it relates to more than a few struggling individuals in any era. The main character, Clarence, played by Lakeith Stanfield, is trying to find a better life for himself and his family, make himself worthy to the woman he loves, and anxious to prove that he has self-worth. We get to follow Clarence's journey of self-discovery, faith, and ultimate redemption through the eyes of a biblical setting that is sure to blow your mind. Knowledge is stronger than belief, is James' statement, and it is a statement that appears in his movie. So let's not be afraid to open up our vision to what might shock us at first, but also compel us to feel the sensationalism and awareness of what it feels like when truth touches the heart. Peace.